It's my habit, most of the time, to assume that other people's habits are rather like mine. That is, when I find myself in my study getting ready to prepare to give a sermon for someone, or in some particular context, my assumption is that if I can address my own sins, it's likely that I won't be missing the sins of the people I'll be preaching to by too wide of a mark. I know that I'm a sinner, I know that I'm a horrible sinner, but I do still doubt that I'm a particularly peculiar sinner. I suspect that my sins are rather like yours. And in my case, and in your case, I have to come to an understanding that in order to get past my sins, I have to learn that what's normal for me and for you isn't really ultimately normal objectively. That's really what's driving this entire series. We think it's normal to squelch, to suppress, to crush, or to hide the promises of God instead of believing them. We do this, I suspect, because we practice what I call the diabolical art of simultaneous translation. The diabolical art of simultaneous translation. Now, you've seen images, pictures of important meetings at the United Nations. And there's some great head of state giving his speech to the addressed ambassadors from all across the world. And up above, in a special room, there are special scholars who have the ability to take what the speaker is saying and at the same time speak what he's saying in their own language into the headphones being worn by the representatives of all the nations. This is what we mean by simultaneous translation. Now, I'm not suggesting that there's a team of people behind you when you read your Bible. Rather, there's only one, and it's the devil. That what happens when we open up our Bibles, the devil doesn't run away thinking, oh, it's like garlic to a vampire. He says, sure, let's sit down, let's take a look and see what God has to say. And our eyes roll across the words that God has given us, and we see those actual words. We may say those actual words in the quiet of our own minds.